Bumper there.
Wafik, how are you? Good morning. This is John over at Local Splasher.
Yeah, how are you, sir? How is everything?
Ah, everything's good, you know. Another day in paradise. You know, sorry, we had some bad connection the other day, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, you know, pick up where we left off. You know, do you have some, like, 2 minutes available here?
Sure, yes, right. Yeah, I called you earlier in the morning. Yesterday I was in the house I was working on. It's has a very bad reception. So that's why I did not call you back after you hang up and they say maybe I will have a chance to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Perfect. Well, I'm glad you did. We held this. I held it off for you just in case, and I was like, I don't know what happened, man. I thought you didn't like my voice or something, you know?
The phone call, it's 6 longer than usual, and I see you hang up, and I go involved in this job, and I say, oh, that's going to be a bad reception, so I will not hear him well.
Yeah.
Me wait until if he did not call today, I will have called him back tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, though, you know, especially for just going back and forth. If you're driving, especially, too, that's just, you know, it's a whole other thing there. So, okay, so while I got you on the phone here, let's start with this. Did you have questions or anything regarding what we talked about? I know we didn't get to talk too much or anything, so.
You said you are, you're not working with, you are exclusive or in the areas.
Correct. Yes. So
I do not have too much information about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this is how it works. So regardless if a customer knows your business name or not, if they're typing in any keywords or phrases even, let's say like HVAC or air and heating and cooling, anything like that, your business will be popped up as a top recommended on that first page. Okay? First page of Google. Yeah. So,
okay. Before you go too far, is this going to be in a Google or in your website?
On Google, not our website, no.
Okay.
So that's the amazing part. Yes, yes, good question. And then now the customers themselves, they talk directly to you. So you're not I know you're with Home Advisor before. Is that right? Are you still with them?
I'm still with them, but I'm buzzing my account. I like to give a chance before I do the, full decision.
Yeah.
But I think the decision is already made. I don't want to talk about it, but I don't like.
That's okay.
What?
You don't have to.
Anyway.
I just want to make sure. So what separates us apart from other companies, such as like Home Advisor on there, for one, you're not chasing the customer down, right? The customers are chasing you down, for one. Okay. Two, it's exclusive completely. We actually take it very seriously here, where we're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors. So you're never having to race to try to give them a call first, right? And then you talk to them, they're like, hey, I got calls left and right from all you guys, right? Not going to be fair. So once we work with you, we close out the area completely. We don't do anything else. Okay. So that's a very important part. Now, as far as the jobs themselves, it's not a paper lead, not a paper call, click job, nothing. You could take as many as you want, and the pricing is month to month with no contracts. And it's a flat rate, so you never have to worry about what your next month's bill is going to be, right? It's always going to be the same pricing on it. Now, to make sure that you get up on that.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was cutting conversation because I'm forgotten very quickly, okay?
Oh, okay.
So,
yep.
Please have a patient. Fellas, you know, I'm just starting my own business, so you're not dealing with a very big company. Have opportunity to spend too much money with you first. I don't want to waste your time. Sounds good to me, but you know, in the same time, I'll have to worry about you as well.
Sure. No, I get it. Well, you know, being a new business and everything like that, don't worry. I know it sounds to a lot of, I'm going to tell you this right now. 90% of the business owners I speak to, that they think they're like, wow, this is probably going to be super expensive. But because this position became available, Google's trying to fulfill this. We are trying to fulfill it as quickly as possible. And so what that means is for you, the plus side for you is this, our price is dropping dramatically for it. Okay. So I'll go over that pricing with you. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot more affordable than you think. Okay.
Okay.
The second question is,
so you will charge monthly flat rate no matter if I get lead or not?
Correct. It does not change.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No, okay. That means like 1 month, 2 months, I do not receiving any calls from what I'm doing with you.
So good question. Yes. So far as I'll go over the timeline breakdown with you because it's important, right? We lay everything out on the table for you. Now, of course, it takes time to get you up on that Google on that first page, right? And how that process works to get your rankings up to that first page, it moves up from page to page to page to get up to that first page, right? And how we do that is by making sure your brand exposure is really strong by getting you up to 60 different directories. Okay, so that's how important this part is. So you get to own these directories regardless. Okay, so if I was to name a few off the top of my head, you got Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, I mean, you name it. These directories are going to help also find your company, right? So if a customer is looking through Bing or Yelp or anything like that, you will be easily found as well too. With that traffic, it builds your ranking system up, okay? Now, of course, reviews is another thing. Reviews help your business ranking really quickly as well, okay? So everything we spoke about, 60 different directories, even get on that first page of Google, okay? Now, to get up on that first page of Google with this program here, it can take 45 days for it to get on that first page, but your listings will be increasing time after time and up to that point, okay? Now, you may receive calls already from your directories because people are going to be searching regardless, right? We're going to make sure to give you account login and password. We call it our client dashboard. That's your tracking system. You can see where the customers are calling from live. You can see what words are working, what words aren't working. And you even have an account management team to help run those new promotions, change keywords Monday through Friday as well. Okay? Now, being a new in business, are you working on a website currently, or is that something you're looking to do?
I need to do a website first. And okay. Second question is, I'm not a professional in computer and internet and this stuff. So
okay.
It's a lot of promotion in my head, but I don't know how to come through or how it comes
right
on paper. Make sense?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Totally understandable.
Okay.
Don't worry.
You're going to give me a million passwords to manage and can upload the promotion if I hear right?
Yes, you can do that yourself or you can have us do it for you. All we ask for is communication to make that happen if you need us to do it because we can't read your mind, right? So it's important that you let us know, okay?
Well,
now,
HVAC promotion. Very simple,
okay.
You know, 2-3 times a year, and I believe, you know, a promotion is very simple. It's not a changing every day like our food. I used to, I give a promotion for a food. I used to manage a store, food store, Papa John's Pizza. So I used to make a promotion by myself, and I give it to the, you know, the people doing marketing, and they take and make it through. So I have knowledge about marketing, but again, I do not have a lot of experience.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, in this case, you know, our account management team will back you up, man. I think that's something you need then. And that's not additional cost, okay? And to be honest, with that being said, I'll even give you a little something extra for you as well, too, okay? So let's go over this pricing. Tell me if this is something that meets your budget and see if we can make this happen for you, okay?
Okay.
I just want to make sure to confirm one thing. How far out are you willing to travel for your services? Like, is it 20 miles? 20 miles? Okay, nothing more. Okay, got it. With that being said then, so the mileage does make a difference, right? What we can do is make sure that we're not having anyone call in from further out, okay? We're going to make sure we only work this 20-mile range. That 20-mile range, with everything we talked about, and then one more thing I'm going to add for you. It comes out monthly to $249 a month, okay? That's, again, no paper job, no paper click or anything like this. And that's your flat rate there. Comparison to our website, if you look right now, it's at $599 a month. So they're dropping it down dramatically so that way we can fulfill that position as quickly as possible. Now, as far as your social media, well, this is all included for you. We can also build a Facebook business page that will run ads for you. Now, just know, again, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you on Facebook, the ball's in your court from there. Okay. Now, far as website goes, I will go ahead and throw this on the house for you, just because I know you're new in business, and you, to be honest, you could use some help here. So, all of this at the price of just $249 a month. Is that something you can comfortably budget, though?
Yes. And that's, okay. I just want to make it clear. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah. My English is second language, so sometimes, you know, it's, you know what I'm talking about.
You're doing
about,
great.
Okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. Don't worry.
Well, I'm trying. I'm learning and I'm trying. But I just to be clear. So you're going to build a website for me? That's what you said?
Correct. You got okay. It. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you said you're going to run the ads through the Facebook? Is this what you said?
Yes, sir. Help your social media. Yes, sir.
Okay. I already have a Facebook page, but I know the chart. I did not pay. I paid first in the ads, and they go and people was contact me from Europe and told me, hey, man, I got your text message or your message from Facebook. You're wasting money. We are in Europe, and you are in America, and you still get your...
Oh, wow.
So,
No. We're only going to hit your targets in your area. That's period. We're not trying to push it further.
So, who going to pay the Facebook? You do or I have to do? Like in the top,
this is actually good question. That's actually going to be included with your pricing at the $249. Okay, so if you want to, if you're asking how much it actually costs per that click on those, it's going from 5 cents to 50 cents. So you can get plenty of clicks on there for the month on there. Okay. And the pricing does never go above your $249. Even if they start clicking away, right, which it wouldn't happen like that. But I'm just saying, as an example here, if they click away and you meet your max there, it does not go further than that.
Okay.
So you never have to worry about a penny going over $249.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just wanted to be clear. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to surprise to the end of the month, say, the $249 was talking about and plus. Facebook ads says and plus and it's
no. Yeah.
It's a month I see like a thousands of dollars for marketing.
Well, I think I can tell you've been through the ringer before, man. That's not the case here at all. Not only you have our account management team that will help you out, but also you have me as a lead on your account for a second form of contact. For any reason you can't, you know, reach out or find our technicians, you let me know, I'll reach out for you to get them for you, okay? Because I know you're going to be talking with them from here on out, but I would always like to check in time to time just because, you know, I want to make sure you're doing well, you know, because, again, it's month to month. There's no contracts on that, okay?
Okay. And
all right.
What else? Well, I told you I'm forgetting quickly. I would have had a question and already fly out. Anyway.
That's okay.
Yes, the questions came back. So, let's say I have a friend doing the same business in the same area, and he will give you a call. Do you will accept him, or you say it's exclusive for? No.
Yeah, no. It won't work that way. So if he's doing a different type of service, then it could work. But if he's doing the same services as you are, then we can't accept him. No.
Okay. So yeah, that's because. I'm sorry I tricked you on this question because it says exclusive and I want to see what's your second. But you are very smart enough to figure it out. Okay. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. My English is second language. Do not take anything like it did not in its place. I don't go too far.
No, you're fine. Yes, sir. I'm telling you the truth. You're doing great.
To figure out that thing, I know you are very smart. You're intelligent. I believe the people working in digital marketing, they are intelligent. Otherwise, it was because it's a lot of pages, a lot of details, a lot. And I cannot deal with it. I'm good at my job, you know, but something I can see. But, you know, digital marketing, you have to focus on 3-4 pages at the same time, and I cannot do that. You need someone multiple tasks, and I think for sure you will. I mean, you are.
Yes, sir. And that's the thing that here is we want to make sure you're doing well no matter what, right? And let's put it this way. If we accepted another person or another business that does what you do in the area, you're not going to – that means you're spreading leads. That means you're losing business. That means we don't earn your business for a long time. It would not make sense. We don't want that. We want to make sure we're loyal to one company per industry and make sure you blossom in the right way. Okay, so that is something we take. I'm serious. We take that very seriously here. Okay?
Okay.
So, yes, sir. So, Wafiq, are you ready to get this started today then?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Wafiq, I want to make sure I really take care of you to the very end here on this, okay? So we'll make sure to take care of you. How we're going to do everything is I want to make sure Google is going to send a letter physically in the mail to you, okay? It's very important you look out for this letter, because when they send it to you, they want to verify that you have a real business and that you are a real person, okay? Once that letter comes in, send it back as soon as you can or call them so that way you can validate that and verify, okay?
So email or mail?
They're gonna mail it physically. But you can email them back.
Signed,
you can call them.
I signed my address as my business.
That's okay. Perfectly fine. Yeah. So if you don't want us to put your address physically on Google, that's perfectly fine too. But just for Google themselves here to build your profile, they need to have a physical address on file though, okay? So we're going to go over that right now. Wafiq, I hope I didn't spell your name too wrong here, okay? So forgive me. It's a W-A-F-F.
Oh. Okay. W-A-F-E-E-K.
All right, just one F, correct?
One F, two E's.
All right, two E's, got it. And how do you spell your last name, Uffy?
Aziz, A-Z-I-Z.
I-Z, all right, I love that name. Okay, and then also, what is the best email we can send your invoice so that way you have everything we talked about on paper and then also a second form of contact to you?
comfortair21@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. I like that. That makes sense now. Is that when your company was started, the 2021?
Yes.
Ah, I caught that. There you go. I love that. Okay. And then also your contact information as far as your phone number, 8613. Is this the best number we can reach you?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're on Eastern time, right? Right now it's 11:35, yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Now, for the customers, do you want the customers calling a different number or do you want them to call this number?
No, this number.
Okay, great. All right, so this part's the important part. I want to make sure that because we're going to post you on to 60 different directories, it needs to be consistent. So I have the business name as Comfort Air Heating, the and sign Cooling. Is that right? Asterisk thingy majiggy. Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
And then the business address. Now, this is the address they're going to send that letter to, okay? We have it at 516.
You can make it Comfort Air Inc. because that's matching Google guarantee. I don't know if you.
Oh, okay. Yes. So Comfort Air Inc., not heating and cooling.
Yes, that's Comfort Air Inc. Whatever it sounds good to you. It's in Google Guarantee. I did Comfort Air Inc. because there is a big company next to me. It's a Williams Comfort Air. So I was searching for a lot of names, man. That's the only thing it's found available in Indiana, Comfort Air. everything else is already taken, even if it's not existing, but it's already taken in the state. You know what I mean? The names?
Yes.
So I was searching been a while, like long time, me and the accounting searching for a name, and until we find something is available.
Got it. Okay, so what we're going to do then, it gets confusing. What do you have on paper? Because that's what Google is going to want, whatever you have on paper.
Comfort Air Inc.
Comfort Air Inc. Okay, then I'm going to put that then. I got you, sir. Don't worry. And then the business address is the 516 Aberdeen Street.
Yes.
And the zip code 46032?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to set up a technician call, okay? Our techs are going to go over everything we go over today because they want to confirm things, and they're going to build you a website. So I want to make sure that you're taken care of. They ask for an hour window, but it's important that you know that it's not going to take a full hour. It could be a lot less. They just need that window to call you. Do you have time available on Monday?
Yeah, you can come call me anytime. I always answer the call, unless if I'm on a basement or something.
Right, right. Well, you need to make sure, because this is when they make the magic happen. They start really strong on you, okay? As long as you have that hour window, do you think morning works better for you or more in the evening?
Yeah, you can call me 8 o'clock in the morning from 8 to 9. I'm being home.
Oh, so you're on East Coast. So they're 3 hours behind you. So the earliest I can do for you is 10 a.m., if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, no problem. 10 a.m.
Okay. Don't worry. You don't have to be in front of your computer or anything like that, okay? Weekend, if you have pictures, videos, or testimonials you would like to add or anything like that, just make sure to let them know so that way they can do that for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to send you an email. And I'm going to need you to hit yes on your side so that way they know you're committed for this meeting. And then they're going to hit yes on their side to let you know that they're committed as well, okay? So I'm going to put it there right now. Oh, wait. So it's going to be at 7. I think. All right, I just sent it now. Let me know you got it on your email there.
G-S-E-O?
Yep, that's my last name, actually. S-E-O.
Okay.
It's pronounced so.
Okay, so I know that sender.
Yep. And then in there, you're going to hit yes for me.
Yes. Say open in Safari or open with Google Calendar. So, I hate yes, and I don't know why I don't go to the Safari.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Got it. It's open on Monday.
For Monday, you got it. Yep. And remember, it's PST time for them, but it's going to be at 10 o'clock your time, okay?
Yeah, I see. I see the calendar here. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to look on my side here. And we're going to go over a few things because over the weekend, I want to make sure that they actually start over now, okay? So that when they talk to you, they're not starting from scratch, okay? And so first thing is, let's go over some of the words that you like to be found for, the services that you provide. So I'm going to go ahead and start typing away here for you. But obviously you want to have like HVAC, things like that, right?
Yeah, HVAC, heating, cooling, air condition. What else? AC. Humidifier, dehumidifier, vents.
Dehumidifier? Okay.
Yeah. Vents, because some people will call that register vents or duct.
Okay. Do you do – I want to make sure I use good words for you as well, too. So you could say no, but what about repair or installation? Do you do anything like that?
Yes, repair, installation, air quality.
Air quality. Okay, perfect. All right. And I'm going to add, please advise, customer may want to add more. So that way, in case if you come up with some more over the weekend, you can let them know. They'll add it for you, okay? Again, there's no additional charges. Everything is inclusive for you, okay? I really gave you a good hookup here, okay? All right.
Okay.
Okay. And then also the phone number you want the customers to call is this number, but did you want them to text you as well or email or just call only?
Yeah, they can email, they can text. I first okay. call and text. Email because I'm doing everything right now until I hire some people.
Yeah.
Until I have a job to hire some people. So
okay.
I'm
yeah.
checking email until the end of the day.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. And then I want to make sure I put the mileage correctly here. I put 20 miles out from Carmel, right?
Yeah, 20 miles Carmel, east, south, west, north, up to the title, no problem.
Okay. We'll cover all bases for you.
Yeah, if someone lives in fifth floor, I can go to them, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So.
All right. Now, just letting you know, this package can go up to 50 miles out for you, okay? So if you need to spread your wings out to go further, it's no additional cost. It's actually the same pricing, okay? Like I said, we're taking care of you. Okay?
I have some people and I get more trucks, so yeah, I will let you know.
There we go. I like to hear that. And that will happen. Yeah. You know you're going to grow.
That's my dream. Not only work with myself.
Listen, everything starts with the dream, right? It starts with an idea, you start dreaming about it, and you put actions behind it, which you are, then it becomes a possibility, it becomes reality. So you already got the steps going in the right direction, man, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Now, Wafiq, I need one thing here. In order to build that Facebook business page for you, we do need the URL to your – oh, you already have a Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, that email that you sent to me, that's my email. Is there any way you can send me the URL to the Facebook business page? You're just going to copy and paste.
1 second, let me see how I find how I do this.
Because okay, you're all right.
I'm trying to switch the account. Yeah, switching. So how I do the URL, you said?
Are you on a iPhone right now?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to open up your Facebook app.
Uh-huh.
And then on there, it should be in a corner somewhere. It looks like I call it the hamburger. It's three horizontal lines, the menu button. You're going to click that.
I cannot see them. Yes, 1 second. No.
It might be on the bottom right, maybe, possibly? Three lines?
No, it said in the feed itself. In the feed, groups, something like this, in the options?
Yeah, it says menu, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So, when you're there, it'll just say, see your profile. It has your picture next to it. Do you see that?
See my profile?
Yes. Click that for me.
No, I cannot see it. Say community stores. Yeah, there's more. Offers. Past fantasy. Life. ROC. No.
No menu, huh?
No, it's because it's I can switch it from my account to let me tell you what I have. I have feeds,
okay.
I have groups, memorials, explore people, video saved, ad center, pages, news. What's pages? Maybe I find something.
No.
Games.
Okay.
Avatars, live videos, then community resource, help and support, and setting.
Can you hit back for me one time?
Uh-huh.
Where does it take you right now?
To the page itself.
Perfect. Okay. In here, does it say menu anywhere? Like three lines or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Do you see... anywhere it says, like, see your profile?
No. See, dashboard. Maybe this one? No.
Nope.
Enter and following is jobs. See more. Link it to account.
Account, possibly, yeah. Go to account.
No, it's a linked account. Facebook and Instagram. No.
Okay. That's okay. I'll make sure that Tex will be able to work with you on that on Monday. They just need the URL part, okay? So that way they can run those ads for you, okay? I'll make sure to leave notes for them on there. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's okay.
Okay. I'm trying to find out. It didn't say. Let's see more. Yeah. Some Facebooks, it is. Some iPhones, it look different than others.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. I'm not the tech guy. Yeah, I was gonna say too. But I'm not the tech guy, and the technicians, they probably know exactly what to do with you when they talk to you. So I'd rather leave it to the professionals on that part. Don't worry. Now, as far as your hours of operations, what would you like to be found for? Monday through Friday, 24/7.
Let's say 24/7.
Okay. Oh man, you don't sleep, do you?
No, I sleep.
All right, don't worry. I'm just picking on you. All right. So how do you accept your payments from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo?
I have Zelle. I have credit, cash, check, and credit card.
Credit card, okay.
I have a credit machine, too.
Oh, okay. Beautiful, beautiful. I use Zelle all the time. You know, I love Zelle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's
but
Zelle works really well.
Not so much.
It doesn't go right. Yeah, it doesn't accept that much money, though. That's the only issue with it. But okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and send this over to our technicians to get them started. Now, Buffy, on the card that we'll be using today, does it just have your first and last name, or does it have a middle initial as well?
No, it has a first and last name, but let me look for the right card.
Okay.
It has the company name as well, Comfort Air.
Okay, perfect. Don't worry, hold on to that. We're going to do a voice verification part. This is what I was telling you about earlier. We want to make sure that everything's recorded here so that way you feel comfortable as well. It's your protection for you, okay? So I want to make sure we do that for you. Give me just a moment.
I don't know where is the card? It's always hiding. I have too many cards.
I lose my wallet all the time. My wife was ready to kill me.
I have to think about the cards on it, and I'm not finding my card. You know what? I use my car.
I grew some legs. That's what happened.
Yeah, I found it. Right.
Okay. On that card, it has first and last name, right?
Yes. There's a middle initial.
Okay, and what letter is that?
M.
M as in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, before we get to the card here, let's go over this protection part for you. All right, so anytime I ask a question, try to sound as clear as possible. But anytime you have a question or concern, please, by all means, ask away. I'll be more than happy to answer it for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Comfort Air, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Wafiq Aziz, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this for the billing of this account, too, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there real quick, Wafiq. We're going to go ahead and set up a security question and answer. So that way, if anyone calls in asking for information, or especially if they're asking for more money, if they don't know your security question or answer, do not give them any information, okay? You hang up right away, all right? We want to make sure they're really taking care of you in the right directions here. Yeah, okay? All right, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 9th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 9th in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. You did great, man. Okay, so let's go ahead and set up your security question. You have 3 choices, but you can answer. You can use any type of answer you want, okay? Just make sure you don't forget it. So the first one is mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So you can choose any one of these 3, okay? You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name? Got some tough one for you.
Yeah, mother maiden name.
Okay. And then I'll have to type it in twice, okay? So what would that answer be?
Y-S-S-A.
Okay. Want to type it in again? Bam. Okay. Now, this answer and question does not change, okay? So if anyone calls in, you say, don't say what's my mother's maiden name, just say what's my security question. And if they know it, then say what's the answer to it, okay? So that way you don't fall for any of that stuff. I won't give no hints out, all right? So far as the card that we'll be using today, it's the same address to the billing of this. It's the 516 Aberdeen Street?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method is it? A Master, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All right, Wafiq. I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
Okay, 4034-9100-3498-1317.
Perfect. And what's the expiration date?
10/25.
And then the security code as well?
430.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to make sure to do a triple check before I process this payment because you are grandfathered in for life on this, okay? So this pricing will never change. It's going to go – I'm going to charge a card for $249 only, okay? So once it goes through – oh, it's saying invalid number. Maybe I typed it in incorrectly here.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're not going to be upset for me?
What?
because I just typed your name in to see your review, not your name, the company.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, you're looking my name up here.
No. I get a lot of bad reviews. Negative
reviews.
Okay.
Negative. Are you reviews. On Google?
Yes. Local Splash.
When you're on Local Splash and you go to, you see our business name and then it says like 700 and something reviews, right? Do you see that?
No, I see 9 reviews.
Okay, no, then those are not right. Those are not real. So type in Local Splash, California. And then right below where you see, you'll see like the map, you'll see the hours of operation. Do you see where it says 700 and I believe 778 reviews, something close to that. Do you see that anywhere?
No. You don't see it. Yeah. What is this? Local Splash. I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, actually, 782 reviews. If you click on that right there, that's a lot of reviews, and you'll see a ton of 5-star reviews on there. Those are from Google on that.
Okay, so how about the old, I mean, the other ones, again, the minor reviews, they just, I don't know, just, I'm just kidding.
You know, sometimes I hear that. Yeah, sometimes I see that, and, I mean, obviously, you're a business owner. Anyone can write, you know, state their opinion. You know, that could be something. But at the same time, you never know who's writing these as well, too. But if you would – here, I'm going to be straight up with you on this one. If you look at – we have over 10,000 companies that we're currently working with right now in the U.S., right, with all these great reviews. Comparison – as many – you can take as many as you want as any type of bad reviews from there. If you calculate that out, comparison to all the business that we're working with and all the good reviews we have, it's unreal. We're still at like a 99% great, real good reviews. You know, so being in business for 18 years, you're going to have a few here and there. I'm not going to lie.
No,
you know,
I mean,
straight
I,
up with
I know.
You.
Yeah. I was curious because I just see only 9 and your the top rating, I mean, the overall rating, it was 2.4.
Oh, no. Yeah, our rating actually, I mean, I'm you know, I'm straight up, you know, we're at 4.1 star rating right now and moving up to that. So, I mean, we're definitely up there. We're definitely doing well. I mean, yeah, we're going to have some reviews
here
and there.
The website,
yeah.
The website called, sitejobber.com. That's who's give you reviews.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't trust any other sites on that. I would trust from Google themselves.
Only.
Yeah.
Only 9 reviews, and all of them, most of them is negative. Say, they still ask the moon and they deliver nothing.
yeah, no, I don't trust none of that. If anything, I only trust from Google themselves. And I can read out right now the very first review. I'm being honest with you. I really got to say that I'm truly impressed with the customer service and I've received so far from the company. The design team is spot on so far. I'm amazed by the responsiveness. Oh, he wrote a whole darn thing here. he talked about his Facebook and his website created in around 2 to 3 days for the time I signed on. I noticed a few changes that needed to be made and emailed them. I got a return call the very next day. So that's the very first review I'm reading here from you, for you. Okay, the next one. I'm reading down the line, okay? I swear to God. These are all 5-star reviews.
No, please do.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I was serious.
Yeah. I'm glad. No, I'm glad. That means you care about your business and you care about what you're doing. I got you. But I'm just being honest with you, okay? So.
I'm
all right.
You.
Yes, sir. Wafiq, do you think we can do the card number one more time, though? I think I might have put an extra number by accident. I don't know. It just says that I definitely did it incorrectly here.
Sure. Can you repeat it to me?
I can't because it doesn't save it like all the numbers. I only have the last four.
Okay. 4034-9100-4398-1317.
Okay. Thank you. And its expiration is October 25th or October 2025, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I have security code. I don't want to say it out loud, but 430, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then that's right. Let's see here. Pow. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try this one more time. There we go. Okay, so in a minute here, you're going to receive a text and an email. Let me know when you get a text message. This is your invoice with everything that's included. This is your last step, I promise, okay?
No problem.
Well, Afiq, I got to say, I respect your honesty and transparency and also your patience with everything as well, too. I really mean that, so... Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You are a very good salesman.
You know, thank you, but at the same time, I don't want to look at it like a sales guy. I actually really take pride in, like, helping a lot of businesses, you know.
No, you
business on my own, you know.
Well, you're laughing a lot. You smile a lot.
I do.
Now, if you are a salesman, you cannot do this because I'm an emotional person. If I'm mad, I cannot laugh, whatever you do.
Right. I'm always happy-go-lucky, man. This is actually my personality. So.
I did not receive anything.
Nothing yet? Okay, we'll wait on it. I'm gonna make sure I take care of you. I'm going to stick with you this whole way through, as promised. Let me know if it should be a text and an email. So whichever comes first, I'll walk you through on that.
Okay. I got the email, yes.
Okay, let's start with the email then. It should say invoice. Do you see that one?
Yes, your invoice,
okay.
Local flow, and the email.
As promised, everything's going to be in there, A to Z that we talked about, all included, never going to change. Now, in there, it should say somewhere, sign here for terms. Do you see anything like that? Or click here to sign terms?
Access your dashboard. Click here for terms, yes.
Term, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the very bottom of there, should say something like, it should have your name, your first and last name there. You have to sign it exactly the same as the signature there, and then click the box of right above it or below it.
You gonna sell my house?
Yeah, right. Actually, I'm looking into buying my first home.
Okay.
Home. Yeah, I have a newborn coming. I live in Tampa, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. You make a lot of money. That's why you live there.
I don't know. Not enough, man.
Well, now it's not enough anywhere.
Hey, it's tough out here. This hurricane's kind of messed everything up, so.
No, yeah, sorry to hear that, man. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's the only stopped me from moving. I used to live in New Jersey. That's the only thing that stopped me from moving from New Jersey to Florida. The hurricanes. I'm scared.
Yeah, it's something that you don't reckon with, seriously. So we were
especially
fortunate, but a lot of other people weren't, unfortunately.
So now it take me to the other page for logging in.
Perfect. All right, so leave that there. That means you did it right. So our technicians, when they talk to you next week, they're going to help, they're going to walk you through to develop that. So that way you understand how you can see where and track where the customers are calling from and everything like that as well too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're all set there. Well, man, you've been amazing. Seriously. And very patient too. So Afiq, I appreciate you, man. Welcome to the family here. I'm going to try to call in next week with our technicians to introduce you. For any reason, if I'm too busy, they still will give you a call, though, within that time frame, okay? So make sure to answer your phone from an 877 number, all right?
877 number, okay.
You got it.
Is this your direct number?
I'm going to send you an email as well, so you have all my contact information, okay? Give me a second.
So, we finish everything, but
yes, sir.
Let me take this question.
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer, that's fine. So are you able to answer me, or you just he already been here, so I'm busy with someone else.
What do you mean?
So when I call you for anything, are you willing to answer, or you will say, he already in the family, so, or he already in the business?
Oh my God,
so.
No, I still keep track of all the people I actually still work with currently. To be exact, over 90 customers, okay? So if I miss your call for any reason, I call you right back. If you email me, I always check my emails Monday through Friday. You can even text this number, I'm about to email you, okay? So that way you have everything
okay.
here. I just sent you that text. Or that email, on the very bottom, that's my direct line and my extension. You can text that number, and I'll be able to answer for you, okay?
No, I don't see. It's just welcome. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's say yes. 500 for you, was this? No.
Wait, what?
I don't see your name now. I see it now. 877 and extension number. Say John adds a group. Oh, permit. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Yes. Again, that's why I wanted to make sure I stay on the phone with you to the very end here, okay? So you're probably going to be talking with our techs from here on out most of the time, but listen, I'm still here for you if you need it, all right? I'm not the tech, but if I need to get a hold of these guys for you, you let me know and I will, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, well, you have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.